minig in Klal Yisrael tomorrow, Yom Shlishi, the Parshas B'Shalach, that you read the Parshas Amon, Shtaymikro Lecho Targum, it's a Zgula that you'll have Parnosa B'Shefa. The Moke from the Sgula is the Rimenov. I saw the newspaper, the kosher one for sure, that tomorrow the Kupa Sa'ir, the Gdolim are going to the cave of that person to say the Shtayim, the Parshas of the Parshas Amon for the Sgula for the people that give money. So, anyway, if you get Tzedok, you get money anyways. And when we call Makoyim, it's such a meaning. I want maybe a little bit Masbir Be'inye. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Aleph, Seif Hei, Toiv Loimar Parsha Sa'akeido, U'Parsha Samon. Every day. So Sadivras, Korbonis, Mishabur brings down, it's better than the Tashbits already, in Simen Reish Nun Vov. Parsha Samon, כדי שיאמין שכל מזונוי סוף בואים בהשגוח הפרוטיס. כדכסיב, המר בלו יהדיף והממית לא יחסי. להוי רויס שאין ריבוי הישתד לסמויל מאומו. כדי שיאמין שכל מזונוי סוף בואים בהשגוח הפרוטיס. The one that took a lot did not have more, and the one that took less did not have less. I'll tell you why I decided to speak about it. Yesterday night, I came home. My wife told me, you know, we have a bill in the store. It's really 20,000 shekel. Never took care of it. I'm sorry, she told me it last week. So. Yesterday night, she told me that came up with a check, you know, return tax from America. And it has enough money to cover the bill. So I told her, okay, well, you have to take off myself. She went to change it. Okay, what? You have to take myself. So if she takes myself, you know, would that be enough? So, you know, we could owe money maybe to the myself, and then we'll take care of it. So you take myself, you don't lose. So it's 8 o'clock in the morning. She's ready to go out. I went to my room to start to learn. And she counted the money. She gave me the money to Zdokke. Put it in Zdokke. She went out, and I'm about to go to learn, and my phone is ringing. She called, she said she came to the store. The guy told her the bill is only 10. She told him, yesterday the bill was 20. So someone came in and asked if Mr. Kaplan has a bill here. He paid 10,000 shekels. Call my wife, my sister. First, I thought maybe it's over for the value. Maybe I'll find out. I have to look it up. I told her if you would take Choymish, you would come back, the whole bill would be paid. And then we'll gain what for, yeah? We gain the half. Well, what is the pshat? Believe me, I don't mean not the 20, not Kadosh Baruch Hu can help me in a different way also. I'm trying to say, but I felt like Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. Sometimes he speaks to you and you just have to read it, it's very far away. Sometimes mamish, like, I thought, no, she said, oh, Meiser, she'll give my wife his Meiser Alamo. She said, but I said, no, before you take the money, I want to Meiser it before you go to pay the bill. Normally, she's not misasing the money anyways. She Meiser, she said, no. She told me now she sees all the stories are true. Yeah? It's posh, it's not a sofik even, yeah? Someone will go into the store to pay 10,000. I wanted to get the lotion of the Mishnah Berurah. ופרשה סמון כדי שים שכל מזוינו יסוף בוים באשגוחו פרוטס. כי לכסיב אמר בלו יעדיף והממית לא יחסיר. לא הוירויס שהריבו ישתד לסמויל מאומה. השבוע עושה איזה גיוולדיק זך על פרשה סמון. I would think, we don't want to see in Parsha Samon, Hashem, it snows mehashomayim, the guy comes, pays you bill, yeah? Right? Bitoch. This is the message you take out from the story, right? The message from the mom is, Shehamarbe didn't help him when he came back home. Sheribuy ha'ishtadles lo yoy. I know it's the question, you see this guy, mercy calls more and more and more. We'll get to the question later. Yeah? If will not be a question, it will not be any sign of bitoch. But if I have to learn Pasha someone, and I see that you're the meatball, Hashem takes care of you, right? This is the message of the Pasha someone. To say it every day, to my mind that Hashem gives everything. We say, Achaz Yodecho, Umazbiya Lechol Chayrots. This is the easy, you know, every guy that doesn't have money believes in Hashem. It's the only way you could, what else you could do, yeah? Someone is sick. You know, the only thing is, you believe in Hashem, what else you could do? The hard Nisayon is, when you're rich, you're Mr. Rich. You have a private jet, a yacht, all these things, yeah? And then you believe that everything's from Hashem. Shomanto Viso Kosiso. See these people that have the ganzes off, they feel who know who they are, yeah? It's a bigger Nisaya. It's a bigger Nisaya. To have and to believe everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Be'etzem the Inyan of reading every day Parsha Samon. Baruch Hashem B'klal Yisrael, a lot of choshevi people. That had a lot of money and the army climate. It's a big Nisayon. It's not an easy Nisayon. Someone asked once of Shteyman, it's another answer, but I'm saying this answer. You know, the guy has so much money, everything is going good for him. What is the Nisayon? So what do you mean? If he doesn't fill us with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he failed his Nisayon. When you have a Nisayon to learn, you have to learn. You have to dive it, you have to dive it. He has a Nisayon to feel. That answers the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to feel that it's himself. The Yiman in Koilo that can't finish the month, and every time he sees Namash HaNes, how it comes, it's not an historian. It's an historian not to get angry, but he knows it's Hashem. He sees that every time Namash HaNes. The other guy starts to forget about the Nes. Hashem loves me, but I'm very smart. I do the right moves. Yikro Parsha Samon. שיאמין שכל מזונויסוף בוים באשגוחו פרוטיס, כדכסיב, אמר בלוי העטיף, והמאמין לא יחסיר, לא הירוי שאין ריבו ישתב בשמו ילמאו. אבל, they had to go to collect the money. They had to go, זה הלוכה, you have to go to collect. But in the money, did not help to take more. But that was the message, be'etzem. It doesn't help to take more. I met a choshev in Mishir. His name is a Rekim Moshe Katz. The name, it'll be the story of his. The details all change a little bit. Tzorich ha'inyan. But a conversation that I had with him 5 o'clock today. Yeah, conversation 5 o'clock. In my seat, and I told him, can they ask me something? And I told him, you remember a couple years ago, you wanted to buy a car. I said, I'm changing some details, okay, yeah? And there was another guy near you, also wanted to buy a car. But the other guy was a rich guy. And you don't make a machine, like a chair in the mirror, how rich you could be already. The car cost, was on the, how you call it, auction, something like that. And it went up to $1 million. And you couldn't get to the number $1 million. You were very upset. And the other guy took all of his money, and he bought it. It was a very chosh of a car. And the other guy bought the car. There's another chosh of a Yachin Yeshiva. His name is Binyamin Cohen. He was also standing there when I said the story. I say, Binyamin Cohen, the people I don't change. Details I have to change for a few reasons in a moment. So, the Moshe only had $100,000 to put down for the car. And the other guy put all of his money, $1 million. The Moshe was so upset that he couldn't buy the car. I'm the only one that knew that he was upset. He knew that I knew. I told him, last week, that guy drove the car that he bought. And they found out that the wheels had a problem, so the car blew up. The guy died. If you would buy the car then, you would be dead today. So you have to be the happiest thing. So you were upset then you didn't have that $1 million. Lemaise, the next. Now you're also alive and you have $100,000. And now again, I'm telling you, I told him the story today. 5 o'clock we had that conversation. I'm saying, a couple details of the car is a little bit different. But everything else is exact. Even the numbers are right. What I'm trying to say is, I told him, it's so givaldic, that sometimes in life, and you know, I was the only one that knew that he was upset. I was the only one that knew the story. But anyways, what I want to say is, what is bitachon? A lot of times in life, you don't see it. You think, he has so much, I don't have, I'm a loser. People don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved you. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved you. He also drove, he had his car. And he got to the place that he has to call him. And everything is good for him. And that was the guy who lost the whole thing. Vaistois. And the Sidurim in the back, they print. This minhag to say Parshas Amon. The cold paints in the back, Mamish. And there's a Yehotzen to say, Yehotzen, Fanecha Hashem Alekinu, Tazmi Parnos, Lechol Amcho Beis Yisroel, Uparnosi, Uparnosi, Anshabesi, Bichlolom, Stab Alom, Ol Tadavim, for the Tzibur, not only for yourself. The Nachas, Veloi Betzal, Bekovoi, Veloi Bebizu, Behetra, Veloi Beisu. And then you say it. The Bocha that came over to me last week, he wants a Bracha. He wants to buy, there's a lottery in America for a lot of money. He wants to be zeichah. So I told him, I'll give you a bracha. I could promise you even that you'll be zeichah. If you want, but I have a condition. He got very excited. Obviously he was not zeichah. Yes, I know. He's not one of the three people that got it, yeah? Maybe he is and he didn't tell me. But anyways, I didn't see it from that packet, so I don't know. But B'chol Ofen, I told him that if he's Zeichu, 50% I want you to do this. You do this, You'll be left with 30%. I said, okay. I said, sign it. I have the paper, sign. I said, I don't understand you. Coming for a bracha, you believe that I can give you a bracha. Yeah? I don't believe, but he believes that I can give him a bracha. Yeah? I'm telling you, I wanted to do these mitzvahs with that money. You never got it, and you really can't give it away. And because of that, you'll never get it. You don't have that millions. Yeah? But you're coming to get a bracha. If I'm getting the bracha, so I already have it. I can't give it. What is nervous? So let him to buy one ticket with the bracha, let him buy another ticket, just in case. Yeah? No. How a person believes everything from Hashem, but again, the guy before he got the money, and I said, don't come to me, don't ask me a bracha. Don't ask me. If you want my bracha, this is the conditions. And I'll tell you, we'll win. And he couldn't give away the money. How much cost? $2 cost the Pashto and the one, is what he told me. $2. What is your problem? But how much a person thinks? I am the tzad of you will because the bracha means you believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you Siyata Dishmaya to it. So that's a Dishmaya. Don't learn episode hour. Gonished. Yeah? Gonished. The what the Segula from the Remnant to do this thing is, we know that every week when we read the Parshas of Shavua, Chutz that is the Inn of Talmud Torah, we have to learn from the Parsha. The Torah tells us the story that we will learn from the Parsha. The Kabbalah from the Remnant was that in Parshas Beshalach, in Yom Shlishi and Al Goynav, is the day, some say it's Yom Ravi, I think it's Yom Shlishi, I think it's tomorrow, sure, besides Zav, exactly. But this is the week, Be'etzem, that we're reading this parsha, that we're learning this Inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Now, he didn't do it only for that generation. Why he had to do that? The Amar Belo Yarbe, the Amamit Lo Yamamit. He wanted to teach us how it really works. It will look not like that. It will look not like that. And sometimes it will mamish look not like that. And again, the vat today is not what is chayvas bitochen and what is chayvas ishtatlis. One of the mafreen and in Yomi Bitochen is that every time when you want to work a Bitochen, you say, so 1 second, so what I'm doing with my Ishtadlis? And that is the hardest questions that we have. Because if it will not be so hard, everyone will be about Bitochen. If I believe everything, Mamish works, why not have Bitochen? So everyone will have Bitochen, it'll be non Yisrael. Hashem made it that it looks. If you argue, you get the money. If you don't argue, you don't get. You get the points, you get the flight, and if not, you don't get. Because Baruch Hu made that it looks like that. But if you believe, and this is that void, so the zgula is not the pshat. But if you say that, oh, now Hashem gives you the money. The ikar koyach of this zgula, of this inyan is, that in that day you believe. You really believe that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll give you a mashal to be easier. Again, we're working on that chelek of emunah. Someone comes and steals from you $1,000. You get very angry, very upset. Sometimes you might have to be kochen, you know. You're always angry that you koch. Don't know how you say koch in English. Cook, maybe I don't know what I'm saying. You break your leg and you have to pay medical $1,000, you don't get so angry. Why? I say Alamol, the famous Maise. It was a Yid. He came home, he told his Rebbetzin, the Rebbe spoke in shul, we have to check the mezuzahs before Elul. He said, we're checking the mezuzahs, it's possible. The Rebbetzin told him, we're changing the shul. Shul, no one checks there, nothing. Okay. A week later he comes back. The Rebbe said, we have to buy Alephs. Esrog Aleph, the box Aleph. Even though it's more expensive, since my friend Dara is in the shul, the Rav himself takes a kibbo. We have to swing the shul. He says, oh, no, the Rav said. He comes back. Since I asked the Shiloh, the Rav said the cow is straight. He says, you know how much money it is? We have to switch the Rav. We have to switch the shul. He says, no, Baruch Hashem, we have a good Rav. He knows the halachas. That's the Rabbani. He doesn't know the halachas. Because our Rav doesn't let the eat out in all the hotels. You know, all my friends go, I have to change. Says, Baruch Hashem, we have a good Rav. He knows the halachas. After 2 weeks, the neighbor's kids throws a ball onto the window. Smashes the window. He goes over to his neighbor. Pay me. He says, my kid, cotton is potter. He says, cotton is potter. It's your kid, you know, please pay me. So we go to the Rav. The Rav says, the guy's right, it's a cotton. He comes home, we're changing a shul. What happened? He didn't care to lose a cow. He didn't care to lose mezuzahs, an eslik. I'm a genem? It's another Rav. What is the difference if it's a cow? That other person took from me the money. The neighbor's kids broke my window. The same way, when you break a leg and you go to a doctor, you don't feel that something happened to you. If what you need for your panosa doesn't happen, you don't get angry. Then you know that you have a bitachon. Hopefully you'll be on a higher level. But the lower level is a chiyuv ishtadlus. But if I tried and it didn't work, I'm not upset that it didn't work. I know Hashem didn't help me that it will work out for me. My older daughter, she finished computers. She didn't have a job. She had a job. You know, you sit in the house and you work for Southern America. You know, Maisa Avdus, we call it, yeah? Kids, she was working, it's 8 hours a day in the house, sitting in the computer, you know, medical bills. I don't know exactly what it is. Kids, the lady is in charge, calls her up, no, I don't like your job, you're fired. She called me up, what would it be? I said, Baruch Hashem, I said, I hate it that you work from the house. You go out the whole day. She decided you're never going to leave the job. He threw you out. She went out. After a day, she got a job in the office. She was trained in something. After a couple of weeks, she found a job in a better place. Only to fill up. She worked for a year. She managed to run the whole place. Finished the job, finished last week. She doesn't know if they'll carry out. I said, they only took her for a year. That person came back. She said, Lamaisa, I'm running the place. They called her last week. They told her, you have another week. We're really sorry. We know that Lamaisa, you're doing a bad job. Mamish, it's unbelievable. You're doing what 20 people could do. She's very smart. But Lamaisa, the other person is coming back. She told the boss, he's like, Hashem is good for you. Before the week finished, she found a job in a real good company. That people that learn for 20 years maybe get the positions there. So she couldn't go there before. She finished to get trained. And that day that she left, she had a week to stay at. Friend called her, I heard you leaving, you know, in our place, maybe the head of a division, the whole computer programming. Every time that you felt Hashem gave her a patch, Hashem just moved her to the next place. I told her, what was the Nisayan? That day, don't feel bad. You did, and that's it. Till she left, she called 50,000 people. Who knows a job? Who knows a job? Who knows a job? And then someone punks down, told her, by the way, you know, we're looking for someone. She has to do Ishtabas. I'm not saying, yeah, before you go back home, but you have to do Ishtabas. This is the way Hashem made it. I told her, look what Hashem did. He just took you from your house, trained you in a place for 2 months. You knew a little bit better. Put you in a place. You became a head of division. She was a head of division. They wanted her also. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it the whole time. So for me, this little story is already, it's not a chizuk. So Hashem sent me today that guy to pay the money to give me my chizuk in Pasha Saman. This is our emunah, and this gula is, if tomorrow you read Pasha Saman, and you believe, vow, this is the week that we read the Pasha. So it means that the Shefa, as they state, if the Teira is in this week, and you connect, it has a koyach to give you siyata dishmaya. Sometimes people migza on them to have harder nisyonis. When they maimin and mekabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the siyata dishmaya to believe and to be maimin. And Be'ez Hashem, what happened? I had a shtay mikro ve'echotag, and some people are machmir also to read the Rashi. In the case, made this good or good.